Okay, today's location is probably best described as heaven on earth. Now, hopefully, I have all fingers and toes crossed that somehow this recording is going to pick up the background. You might be able to hear the rain. That is the incredible gift from nature today. And the only way for me to record today's episode is to pretty much, I'm under a tin roof. It's the only location that I can probably stay dry enough to record this for you and share with you. And honestly, it feels like I could just press record on the button and sit in silence. Because if you can hear what I can hear right now, like, this is just something I went, oh my goodness, I have to share this experience. The birds start to make sounds when the rain eases off, and hopefully over the time the rain will do its dance that it's been doing, where it comes just that little bit heavier, and that's an experience in itself. And then it eases off and the birds start to come out and everything changes. So symbolic, isn't it? Everything's always changing. But this location is just pure heaven. And again, if I could capture the imagery, I would love to do that and share it with you. But you get to do that through your senses, through your ears, through your feelings, through your own inner world, to create whatever imagery matches the beautiful sounds that you might be able to hear today. And depending on what even happens in this particular recording, in this episode, maybe I can record a separate sort of meditation or something where there's a lot more silence in, or lots more pauses, so you can also tune in and connect to this beautiful experience, truly like a heaven on earth. So in today's episode, welcome back. My name is Melissa. Look, I remembered to say my name this time again. And today, obviously, hearing this rain and this beautiful environment that's been created around me, just like a gift, it just feels like an absolute gift. And the topic for today feels like that, and sort of carrying on from yesterday, I suppose, around our joy and our highest joys. But today feels like we can go more deeper into how to create that and to make that happen through the art of softness, which is very much why I created this podcast or this channel, just to share the softness in ways to hear what that actually means. And how do we, it's almost like the art of softness. What is that? What does that feel like? Is it an action? Is it an inaction? And before I jump into this particular topic, one of the topics that was just bursting to come through pretty much from when I finished yesterday, and it's got a really, it's something that I'll probably share tomorrow. And maybe that topic is around a magnetic pull. And I want to share this now because it will be really beautifully tie in to, if it does come through for tomorrow, as to why we can look at magnetic pulls in a different way. So let's say the magnetic pull in our life, we all kind of experience these times where we go, oh my gosh, I just really want this, or I really need to do this, or I really need to have this, whether it's a thing, whether it's a person. I hear it a lot with people. I'll hear it a lot with the words of like a soulmate. This person is my soulmate. However, in reality, it is a traumatic experience that they're having with this person, but they will say it's a magnetic pull. I have to have this person. And a lot of the times what I've found through, whether it's a job, whether it's money, whether it's a person, a relationship, that magnetic pull is truly offering us a different lens and a different way to be. It's leading us as a gift to change our patterns and our behaviors, almost like that mirror reflection for us. And so that for me yesterday came with this topic. But right now, I can see sitting there very subtly, very quietly, the art of softness. It's not jumping up and down. It's incredibly peaceful. It's still. It's really quiet. But it's a loud quiet. It's a loud softness. And that I have learned over the many, many years to redirect a focus from something that's a big magnetic pull, something that feels like we just should speak about something or say something or do something or act on something. So I'll leave that for tomorrow, but I wanted to just place that seed now so we can come back to that at some future moment. It might be tomorrow, or it might be at some stage in a future moment. But we only have now in this beautiful moment, and I wanted to share that with you because that is sitting there and it's very loud. It's almost like it runs as a story and it runs from our mind. It's like the egoic mind. And so I'm redirecting that focus to the beautiful depth within that wants to come through with the art of softness. And so let's leap into that today, following on from yesterday. And this topic often gets associated with, what would be a word to describe it? Maybe like I've heard weakness before, that's been one, but also like passiveness, or that we just have to let things go, let's say, but in a way where people, they'll say, but do I just let someone get away with that? Like, shouldn't I have those boundaries, or shouldn't I say something? Like, the softness almost feels like a weakness or an inaction, like not standing up for ourselves. And they're really great questions. It's basically, it's a journey. It's a journey with a number of steps that really doesn't have a destination. It's just steps of experiences that we go through where we're learning this art of softness and how powerful and the inner strength that that brings. The peace, the stillness, but not inaction. And that truly feels like a seed or a topic that I would love to speak about today, but I feel like we will come back to it over and over again. It's very much why I called this whole podcast or this whole line softness. One of the key things on my journey of loving this softer side was that word of the opposite side, which we often hear is busy, busy, busy and doing, doing. And I often hear this from people too, where they go, well, we can't just sit around and do nothing. And I always love to go, no, that's right. Where did that come from? Where did that belief come from that being still means inaction? And that is the steps along the way, just changing the way we look at things, that lens, like we spoke about in yesterday's episode. And of course, I have to mention the beautiful Dr. Wayne Dyer, whose famous quote, oh, look, there's lots of his. So I don't want to box him with this one quote because he is such a brilliant healer and leader that he just makes my heart absolutely burst. But his words here just feel like they have to be shared. His famous words and energy of when we change the way we look at things, the things we look at change. And I love those words so much, along with so many others that he shared with us during his time here. And he continues to obviously share in energy like he is right now. It just feels so strongly connected to him and his words. And these types of words are more than just saying words. It's not an emptiness behind it. They have so much strength behind each of those words to help us moving along this path that we just keep changing this lens. And it doesn't mean that we kick back on our couch and do nothing. It doesn't mean that we're a monk sitting on a hill meditating all day. It doesn't mean that we don't do anything to action our dreams In fact, it's the opposite. And we would all know that we have those days where they just seem to roll out so smoothly and there's a busyness, let's say, about them. But we can reflect and go, where did that come from? There was so much peace and stillness. There's a big difference to the days where we do and do and do and we are wiped out. We're burnt out. And this is what the journey of learning that art of softness actually means. There's a Chinese translation from the Tao, T-A-O, often pronounced as Tao, sounding more like a D. And that Chinese translation of doing and not doing. And I love this so much because I used to always speak about, I used to say the words, it's like doing, it's not doing, doing. And I used to just kind of think it was a bit nonsensical and didn't really even mean too much. I just kind of said, I love the not doing, doing, where you're actioning and doing, but you kind of feel like you're not doing. And I was just absolutely blown away. Obviously led down this beautiful path through Dr. Wayne Dyer with the Tao and seeing that this beautiful translation, Chinese translation, is exactly that. The words are doing, not doing. And the Tao is basically a book of the way. It's the way to this art of softness. And I was in shock. I was just blown away. I was like, yeah, yes, yes, that's what I mean. That was just, they were just so much better at saying it. I just couldn't quite describe what was feeling inside. But it was more than a feeling. It was like this way of being. And the rain you might be able to hear now is pretty loud. And I'm hoping that it is still recording okay. And the cool breeze isn't picking up anything on the microphone and things like that. So enjoy nature. The birds are everywhere around here too. They are loving the rain. But I love this Chinese translation of doing, not doing. And the words, and forgive me if I don't pronounce this correctly, is wei wu wei. So wu wei is not doing. Wei is doing. And the words were wei wu wei. And my goodness, I loved hearing these words because they were so cute to me at the time, and they almost formed this pattern that I could repeat. The way we weigh, doing, not doing. And it was like it was real. I was like, it's alive. It really is a thing of doing and not doing. And we would all know these times. And let's find some examples here. So we know, let's say like an artist maybe, that's probably a great example. And I'm not an artist. So I can imagine when an artist goes into their flow state, let's call it. And this is where we hear those words of flow state. What does surrender mean? What does going with the flow mean? And we get this state where time disappears for them, but they also aren't trying to paint. They're not actually going, what am I going to do here? The conscious mind, almost like the will of their conscious mind, almost disappears. It's almost as if their arm and their paintbrush are connected as one. And they paint and it just happens. They're not doing. They're not doing the way part. They're the woo part, sorry, they're just painting. And if you ask them, how do you do that? They'll say, I don't know. They'll just say, it just comes out of me. It just oozes out of me. I just had to protect the phone a little bit there. Hopefully the wind was quite strong in that moment then. So I was slightly distracted. Just like, as an artist, maybe a similar example would be a ballerina. Someone who has trained at this art form for many, many years. And they now don't think of those steps. They're not doing anymore. They're in a state where that song, the music, the sounds, the way they move, the way their arms move, the way their legs move, the way their muscles move, all just becomes one. And if we were witnessing that, we might be in awe. When we witness people in the states of doing, not doing, they're a genius. And I've heard that before. I've heard it called that as a genius state. It just flows out of them. And we would all have this, not just in our automated times, not the times we switch off. It's where we are actually doing, we are actioning our dreams. But it's like the most purest form of action we can take. It's like from somewhere else. I feel like at these times it comes from our soul, through our heart, through our spirit. And it's not through force, it's not through pressure. And that person, if you ask them, like the ballerina, they might not really be able to describe what's happening because it just happens. It's like their most mastered form of doing, but not through the mind. It's like they're meant to be that way. They're just being that way. And they got there through this incredible art of softness. They got there through no more force and no more doing. And I feel like that is so relevant in today's times, because we hear a lot about hustling and we hear a lot about actioning. And at the same time, we hear a lot about surrender and letting go and go with the flow. And so I get those questions where it's almost like, it's like there's both sides. What does that mean? Are we meant to be doing and following it and actioning that dream? Or are we meant to be not doing? And it's not that either is right or wrong. There is no right or wrong. And it's almost like we take those steps on the pathway and we at times are at different stages. And so I invite you to reflect into self, to where you might be on that journey, because it is very different depending on someone's individual life experience. It will also be different to where they're at overall, if they're running a business or in a relationship. But what's consistent, or the glue almost, that brings it all back together, is that it's actually all the same thing. The art of softness is just exactly the same way as we were speaking about before, for the ballerina or the artist, or whether we are speaking to people, our way of being when we go out with our children, when we are working. It starts to flow through in every aspect of life, not just something that we might do as a hobby or maybe as our work. And what I find is, for those who feel stuck, or they might say words like, I don't know what my purpose is, or they're really trying to understand what their authentic self really means, I find this art of softness is a journey that they find themselves on. And on the way, they do more. So they action it and do more. And we start with a checklist. So we go, okay, now I'm going to meditate and I am going to go and action this dream, and I'm going to start this business, and I'm going to try and, you know, talk, speak my truth to people now. And we start actioning those things. And that's beautiful. We do. We start doing those things. And then I find we add more in. So we do more and more and more. And then we get to a place, and sometimes people push so far, maybe they go to a burnout stage. Burnout's that beautiful gift that we get to reflect in, to ask and truly look at ourselves, was this our most truest and authentic space that we prefer to actually be in? Or is it a calling back in to ourselves where we stop the doing and we start undoing? And we undo more and more and more. And sometimes we go really far the other way as well. We might actually stop everything. sometimes people end up in what they call a dark night of the soul, and everything just feels like it's been stripped right away. And if people are heading into this or they're in it as heavy and hard, oh gosh, I feel that sigh. Oh, as hard as those times feel and challenging, they are. They absolutely are. What they're doing is they're stripping back all aspects of us that we truly didn't want to see before that or couldn't see and now have the gift of seeing. That dark night of the soul truly is the greatest gift we can have. And sometimes we repeat those dark nights of the soul multiple times. And each time they bring us back further onto or closer onto those stepping stones. And each time we come back, because that's the beautiful thing, it doesn't matter how far away we stray from our authentic self. We always come back to the stepping stones, that path that's in front of us again. It's almost like we get another chance. And I love this. It's like, thank you for the opportunity again to look. And if we make it light like that, I always speak to myself that way. I make sure that it's in a beautiful, light, kind way. Because the alternate to the light way is a harsh way. And for the art of softness coming back in, harshness to on self certainly isn't holding our hand as we step across to those stones. It's almost like going back with our inner child when we were really small, and that stepping stone, that leap is so big and we have to hold their hand to jump across to the next stone. But when we're harsh, it's almost like we take our hand away. It's almost like we say, nope, you stay on that stone or you just jump on your own. And does that feel good? Do we feel supported? Are we actioning or stepping in love? Or are we leaping in love? Nope. We're leaping in fear. And so when we bring the lightness and that softness, kindness back to self, we hold our own hand as we step along that path of true authenticity. And along the way, what we get to see, I love those words of get to, we get to see, and sometimes we get to see again and again, is that this zone of genius that they might call it, or the art of softness we can call it, or the words that I just love of doing, not doing, the way we way. I love it. You can look it up, way we way. Spell, if you look at the spelling of that, I believe it's W-E-I-W-U-W-E-I. Because the more we look at when we can do action, doing, not doing, we are now in a place, the more that we grow that and focus, obviously where our focus goes, our energy goes, if we have awareness and we can focus our attention to our doing, not doing, we're not sitting on a hill, not doing anything. We're not lazy. We're not inaction. We're not passive. That's not weak. That's where softness has a whole new lens of this great strength. Where doing and action and even the word of busyness, I love the word busy. I've reframed it from being so busy to the point of burnout, that now I love busy, where it could be a day. I've been on one of the examples that I've got here that I can see is a film set. It was a movie set. And for everyone involved in the movie world, you very much understand the days. The days start incredibly early, really, really early. And for crew, it's even earlier. And it ends really, really late. So pretty much starting in the dark, finishing in the dark, huge days. And you can see the difference, let's say, in a day like that, of who is in a doing, not doing state. Who is in the art of softness in that space? Because that's a long day. That's a long time away, maybe from family, maybe even traveling and being on set in a location. And that action can come from a space of this pure, endless joy, where that work, it is work that is actually paid for, but also a work of art, that creative space of creating this film set that actually brings a movie to life, no matter which role is actually happening on set, from the main actors to the background actors to the crew to the directors to the producers behind the scenes and everybody involved. I've missed out literally hundreds of people, thousands of people involved. And it's incredible if you ever get the opportunity to be on a set, no matter in what role that is, to just observe the sheer talent, the sheer creativity that comes from absolutely a space of doing, not doing. It absolutely flows like a gift. It just flows like a river. And as they always say, be like water flowing. This is a space that flows. Does it mean it's always peaceful? No, have a look at a movie set. There's things that happen. There's things that go wrong, as we would say. And is an unknown. You don't know how long something like a simple scene that might go for 2 minutes actually does take. It might take half a day or longer. And so it's not that we need that water to flow smoothly. We just know that it flows in a certain direction. If we allow it, we don't want to flow upstream. We don't want to push upstream. We just want to turn around if we're floating on our floaty, our beautiful floaty, whatever example floaty you've got in your backyard pool or that you love to take to the beach. If you imagine that floaty now, is it a flamingo, a swan, a donut? Whatever that might be, turn your donut around. Turn your flamingo around from upstream and actually allow yourself to float on top of that water and flow with that water downstream. And when the rapids come and the bumpy times come, we're still flowing in that direction. And that truly is that surrendered state. That's one of the stepping stones for that art of softness. And when we're in those times, we can feel, or we can use it as a mirror, that if we were in a state like that those movie set days, as I'm using that as an example, and it truly just feels like an uphill battle, then we get to use it as a mirror reflection that maybe that isn't our flow state. Because on a day like that, if I came away from 16 hours on a set, it is a busyness. However, so incredibly whole, it was like those days hadn't, well, no words. I was going to say a joy that is just beyond I can even find words for. And then it's just like I just jumped to the end. There's no words. There's no words to describe it. I would hop in my car after those days and drive the drive home going, wow, 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 what just happened? Wow, wow, how does that happen? How do you do 16 hours in a day like that was busy? There was doing, there's action, but it was just from a flow state. It was from this softness. There was no force. There was no will. There's no egoic side of a conscious mind saying it has to be this way. It has to look this way. We have expectations. It must only be this way as I expect. It's like riding those rapids at times, still in awe. It was still an adventure. It was still in those times where it's bumpy to go, wow. This is incredible. And so I circle back to that invitation before. If we reflect in our lives, we get to see through the reflection, we get to use what's happening in our life right now as a reflection of that art of softness. Where are we on those stepping stones? And if we would like that flow state to be there more, and it feels more it just happens. It's just a way of being, rather than we're trying to make it be that way. You know, sometimes we go, it's okay. Something's happened and there's a whatever that might be at our work or at home in our relationships. And we know about this surrendered state and we know about the flow and we just kind of go, that's okay. I'm just going to go with the flow. But really we're going inside. And we all know where that part is on those stepping stones of our life when we do, when we're saying we're okay, we're saying that it's a softness, we're saying that it's a flow state, we're saying that it's surrendered, but really inside we're fighting. And this is where we get to use that mirror reflection to truly look back and start to be radically honest with ourselves. It's like there's nothing like the authenticity with self. Like, we can be authentic or say we tell this truth to people, but really, what about ourselves? It only matters what we're actually saying to ourselves and showing to ourselves. And so that invitation allows us to look into that beautiful mirror. And if we choose, because we can make a conscious choice here, that even if we might not know what that means to be in an art of softness or a flow state or surrendered, that we just have a conscious intention that we're going to look at the times where we really push our conscious force or our will into anything that we're doing. A great example here is traffic jam. Fabulous. Like, maybe you're trying to get to work, or maybe we're trying to get somewhere on holidays and there's a traffic jam. That's a really great one. Just start with this. That's actually, well, I was going to say low resistance, but for those who really feel that road rage, that maybe don't start with that one. I retract that back for those who truly feel that that is a space that maybe they shouldn't maybe start with that part. This is where you get to know thyself, as we always say, but I love to always say know thy body. We'll do an episode at some stage on Know Thy Body. I love that. And we truly need to focus into us of what works for us in each of these moments, which might be good areas to start with. Low resistance. I always say low resistance. Stay there first. Practice and play in those spaces and environments, because when there's something that's high resistance, those really aren't the times when we start implementing to understand or learn about ourselves, because it's not a neutral baseline. We actually don't really know what our truth is. And so I love this on this whole topic of the way we weigh, the doing, not doing. And we'll go into it a little bit deeper. So I feel like this part here is the first step. It's almost like the first steps of those stepping stones. And we just can start with the flow state and surrender. And when we feel like we're further along, we can open that space to invite more of that genius state in. Truly, all of us have that state within us where it is an act of doing, not doing. It absolutely flows out of us. And we tend to look to other people and go, oh, I'd love to do that, so I'm going to do that. And that's great to get inspiration. But we each have our own within us, and multiple of them. And they can be nurtured. It's like yesterday, choosing that joy. It might be starting as a hobby, maybe, or it might just start as the 5 minutes to self time. And more as we go along those stepping stones, we get to see those beautiful words of we get to, that the more we actually nurture and stay in that space so we can direct our energy, focus, and attention to that space where we just disappear from all mind control. We don't need to control ourselves anymore. We don't have forced expectation anymore. We just do it. We can action those dreams. We can take those steps. And it shows how much action actually comes from a word that originally we believe is soft or passive or weak or inaction. We get to see that it's completely the other way around. We also get to see how triggering a topic like today is if we believe we have to work very, very hard to deserve anything, to be seen or heard, to receive financial gain or wealth or freedom. And so use these times as you're listening and reflecting in to highlight or mirror what you would like to see within yourself to release. Because a lot of the times we have these beliefs and we kind of just ignore them. But if we actually highlight, put a spotlight on them, we get to question them to go, is that really real? Can I really be in a state of doing, not doing? Can I? And maybe it's the first time that we actually allow ourselves or give ourselves permission to go and explore. And it might just be exploring in the mind. It might be exploring in the heart. It might actually be exploring by doing. And eventually we get to that space where we go, oh my goodness. Yes, there is a magic in, and that might be, we'll use the ballerina, in that dancing, in that painting, racing car, drivers. It can be any area at all. So that's today's episode for the art of softness. And I feel like it's opened a really small door just into the world of the first, sort of the first range of stepping stones. It's almost like if we refer to our bodies and the chakras within our bodies, we can go from the root chakra to the sacral, to the solar plexus. It's like that first journey where we refocus and have a new lens from our safety survival, which is right down in our root chakra, and moving up through our creative space in the sacral and our inner power in our solar plexus. Now that's a really glossed over quick pathway, but that's what I can see as those stepping stones that have been highlighted before that I mentioned. And it feels like that first part of the journey bursts us open into our heart. And we're going to circle back to the next part of the journey, which goes pretty much from the heart up into some very exciting, let's call it new lenses. We get to swap a lens, almost like sunglasses. And I don't know if I've mentioned the sunglasses before. We might be able to do an episode on the sunglasses. I love to use sunglasses because, you know, we take them off, we put them on, we take them off, we put them on. And just imagine that when you go through these stepping stones of the first part of the journey, that each time you take the next step, you take the next leap, that's a whole new, brand new pair of sunglasses. So for those who loves shopping, you'll love this part because that celebration point is like that you've purchased yourself a new pair of sunglasses. And when you put them on, you see the world in a different way. And I'm going to end this podcast with Dr. Wayne Dyer's words again, because he came at the opening and he's come again at the ending to share those beautiful words again, that when you put those sunglasses on, of his famous words of, you know, you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. So I really can't say any more words after his. So thank you so much for being here in the experience of episode 3, I believe it is. And I the rain has actually dropped right off. And hopefully you've got to hear some of that along the way with the birds and the beautiful environment that today gave us, which truly is, it absolutely feels like heaven on earth here. So sending you so much love, and with an open and grateful heart, I will be back here to connect again with you tomorrow.